The middle class booms south of the border.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And one reason people have come from around the globe to the United States over the years has been because of a strong U.S. economy. Now, some of those people have come illegally, and President Obama will unveil his plan for comprehensive immigration reform today to deal with that problem. But ever since the housing bust, the dynamics of illegal immigration have changed. And as Marketplace's Jeff Tyler reports, Latin America has seen a 50% increase in its middle class.
30-year-old Angelica Hernandez locks up the office. She works as an executive assistant at a museum where she earns almost $1,000 a month. It's hard to exaggerate how far she's come.
Tuve mucha carencia de comida.
As a kid, she says, the family often lacked food.
Y dormíamos en el piso, que era de tierra.
For a while, she slept on a dirt floor, but she persevered and followed her mom's advice.
She always told me to save, so you can buy clothes and shoes and things. I only had one pair of shoes at that time.
On the bus ride home, Angelica changes from her work shoes into more casual flats. Angelica now owns something like 70 pairs of shoes. It's that consumer empowerment that she believes classifies her as middle class.
Middle class, because I'm not limited. I'm not without anything. If I crave something, I eat it. I buy it.
She is one of the 50 million people in Latin America who joined the middle class in the last decade. Brazil, Colombia, and Mexico made the most progress. Some of the upward mobility is just luck. Broad economic growth has meant more jobs. Also, more people are employed in the formal economy instead of working under the table, and more women like Angelica have joined the workforce.
You have a very significant expansion of the fraction of the population that's middle class.
Augusto de la Torre is chief economist for Latin America at the World Bank.
It is becoming an attractive place for investors all around the world. Part of this is the rise in the purchasing power of the poor, the rise in the purchasing power of the middle class, the aspirations of the middle class.
Angelica Hernandez had her own aspirations as a child.
I dreamed of a beautiful house with windows and electricity and a floor. I wanted to live in comfort.
Enjoying a meal of chicken mole and rice with her mother and husband, Angelica no longer has to worry about food. And that house Angelica dreamed of, she now owns it. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.